How about blessing to all the dear family that are in the room and joining us today on this blessed Sabbath. And welcome to all the dear family listening on the phone or on the radio, and all the souls that will be listening to the recording on a later day on this blessed Sabbath, December 6, 2014. This is lesson number 105 in the Desire Ages, chapter 21. The Vesta and the Sanhedrin, this is part 7. Before we begin, we will open with our song taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Oh, my yoke is easy. Come unto me.
If we could all kneel for opening prayer. Kneel as far as you can, but more importantly, humble our hearts and our minds and our being to our Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning and having such mercies upon our lives. And Holy Spirit, thank you for being with us and for giving us the opportunity to have spiritual food for edifying each other, from learning from one another. Lord, thank you for waking us up and for giving us the opportunity to get here safely so that we can all come together to fellowship on your Sabbath day. I pray that you forgive us for all our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body that is not of you. I pray that you open up our hearts and let your words of truth be planted deep into our hearts and our minds, and that we may not only hear them, but we may start to manifest them so that everyone that is around us can wonder and see the goodness of your word being grown in us and through us, dear Father. I pray that you bless each and every one of us that are here, and for those that are listening over the phone, bless them also. Those who are listening on the radio, bless them wherever they are. And for those that we listen at a later time, bless them too, Father God. And I pray for all the brethren that are not with us today, and for whatever reasons, be with them wherever they are, comfort their hearts and their soul, and let your peace and your heavenly host encamp all about them, dear Father. Thank you for answering prayers, and thank you for just being a God of love and peace, and for showing up always on time, dear Father. Thank you for all that you have done, and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let us continue with our lesson. The opening scripture to our study tonight today is John chapter 5, 28 from the King James Version, and it reads, Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. This week, boys and girls, we will end with part 7 in our lesson entitled Bethesda and the Sanhedrin in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses for the love.
John 5:29. And shall come forth that they have done good unto the reincarnation of life, and they that have the resurrection, of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of
damnation.
John 5:36. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the work which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I shall bear witness of me that the Father has sent me.
John 5:37. And the Father himself which hath sent me hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor his shape. John 5:38. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he had sent ye, him ye believe not. Amen.
Have a blessing, everyone. John 5:39. Search the scripture, for in them you think that ye have eternal life, that they are they which testify of me. John 5:43. I am come in my Father's name, that ye receive me not. If any shall come in his own name, him ye receive. Acts 10:43. To him give all the prophet witness, that through his name whosoever believe in him shall receive his remission of sin. John 5:46. For ye have believed Moses, you will have believed me, for he wrote of me. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, dear ones. So today we will cover pages 211 through 213. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, open up.
Desire babies, page 211. They and his hearers marvel not, Christ opened before them, in still wider view, the mystery of the future, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, though which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and it shall come forth, that they that have done good unto resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. John 5:23.
Desire of Ages, page 211. This assurance of the future life was that for which Israel had so long waited, and which they had hoped to receive at the Messiah's advent. The only light that can lighten the gloom of the grave was shining upon them, but self-willed is blind. Jesus had violated the traditions of the rabbis and disregarded their authority, and they would not believe. Desire of Ages, page 211, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 211. The time, the place, the occasion, the intensity of feeling that pervaded the assembly all combined to make the words of Jesus before the Sanhedrin the more impressive. The highest religion authorities of the nation were seeking the life of him who declared himself the restorer of Israel. The Lord of the Sabbath was arraigned before an earthly tribunal to answer the charges of breaking the Sabbath laws. When he was fairly declared his mission, he judged looked upon him with astonishment and rage, but his words were unanswerable. They could not condemn him. He denied the right of the priests and the rabbis to question him or to interfere with his work. They were invested with no such authority. They claimed were based upon his own pride and arrogance. He refused to plead guilty of their charges or to be catechized by them. Desire of Ages, page 211, paragraph 3.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What did Christ open before his hearers so that they marvel not in still wider view the mystery of the future? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, and the rich all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that done evil unto the resurrection of life. Damnation.
Amen.
So let us learn a beautiful scripture song from the book of 1 Corinthians, dear one, and it is actually chapter 15, verses 55 to 57 from the King James Version, and it sounds like this. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which give us the victory through Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. For thanks be to God, which gave us all the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For such a blessed hope indeed, dear brethren.
Desire of Ages, page 211. Instead of apologizing for their act of which they complained or explaining his purpose in doing it, Jesus turned upon the rulers and the accused became the accuser. He rebuked them for the hardness of their hearts and their ignorance of the scriptures. He declared that they had rejected the word of God inasmuch as they had rejected him whom God had sent. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John chapter 5, verse 39. This is taken from Desire of Ages, page 211, paragraph 4. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 211. In every page, whether history or precept or prophecy, the Old Testament scriptures are irradiated with the glory of the Son of God. So far as it was of divine institution, the entire system of Judaism was compacted in his prophecy of the gospel. To Christ give all the prophets witnesses. Acts chapter 10, verse 43. From the promise given to Adam, down through the patricial line and the legal economy, heaven is glorious light made plain the footsteps of the Redeemer. Next slide. Seers beheld the star of Bethlehem, the Shiloh to come, as future things swept before them in a mysterious procession. In every sacrifice, Christ's death was shown. In every cloud of incense, his righteousness ascended. By every jubilee trumpet, his name was sounded. In the awful mystery of the Holy of Holies, his glory dwelt. Desire of Ages, page 211, paragraph 5. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 212. The Jews had those scriptures in their possession, to suppose that in their mere our knowledge of the word they have eternal life. But Jesus said, "You have not his word abiding in you, having rejected Christ." In his word, they rejected him in person. You will not come to me, he said, that you might have life. Desire goes page 212, paragraph 1. And one of the fishes in the middle, where it says, keep my commandments and live, and may law as the apple of thine eye, bind them up on thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Proverbs 7:2-3, and at the bottom on the picture on the right it says Psalm 47, then said, I, lo, I come in the bottom of the book, it is written of me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, why did Jesus rebuke the rulers? And what are irradiated with the glory of the Son of God in every page? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, rebuke them from the hardness of their hearts and the noise of the scripture. And whether history or prophecy, the Old Testament scriptures are
eradicated
with Christ's glory.
Desire of Ages, page 212. The Jewish leaders had studied the teachings of the prophets concerning the kingdom of the Messiah, but they had done this not with a sincere desire to know the truth, but with the purpose of finding evidence to sustain their ambitious hopes. When Christ came in a manner contrary to their expectations, they would not receive him, and in order to justify themselves, they tried to prove him as a deceiver. When once they had set their feet in this path, it was easy for Satan to strengthen their opposition to Christ. The very words that should have been received as evidence of his divinity were interpreted against him. Thus, they turned the truth of God into a lie, and the more directly the Savior spoke to them in his works of mercy, the more determined they were in resisting the light. This is taken from Desire of Ages, page 212, paragraph 2. Amen.
Desire of Ages, pages 212. Jesus said, I receive not honor from men. It was not the influence of the Sanhedrin. It was not their sanction he desired. He could receive no honor from their approbation. He was invested with the honor and the authority of heaven. Had he desired it, angels would have come to do him homage. The Father would again have testified to his divinity, but for their own sake, for the sake of the nation whose leaders they were, he desired the Jewish rulers to discern his character and receive the blessing he came to bring to them.
Praise the Lord. Good job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, how did the Jewish leaders interpret the words of Christ, and how did they use the evidence of Jesus' divinity, his work of mercy against him? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, follow up.
Thus they turned the truth of God into a lie, and the more directly the Savior spoke to them in his works of mercy, the more determined they were in resisting the light. Amen.
That is page 212. I have come in my Father's house name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Jesus came by the authority of God, bearing his image, fulfilling his word, and seeking his glory. Yet he was not accepted by the leaders in Israel, but when others should come, assuming the character of Christ, but actuated by their own will and seeking their own glory, they would be received.
Desire of Ages, pages 212. And why? Because he who is seeking his own glory appeals to the desires of self-exaltations in others. To such appeals, the Jews could respond. They would receive the false teachers because he flattered their pride by sanctioning their cherished opinions and traditions. But the teaching of Christ did not coincide with their ideas. It was a spiritual and demanded the sacrifice of self. Therefore, they would not receive it. They were not acquainted with God, and to them his voice through Christ was the voice of a stranger. That is Zavidis, page 212, paragraph 4. Continue. Is it not the same thing repeated in our day? Are there not many, even religious leaders, who are hiding their hearts against the Holy Spirit, making it impossible for them to recognize the voice of God? Are they not rejecting the word of God, that they may keep their own tradition?
Question, boys and girls. By what authority did the king, and who did the people receive instead, and why? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up.
He came by the authority of God, bearing his image, fulfilling his word, and seeking his glory. And they would receive the false teachers because he flattered their pride by sanctioning their cherished opinion and traditions.
Amen. Welcome to all the brethren that are coming in. We are still in Desire of Ages, page 213. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the next paragraph, Bobola.
Had ye believed Moses, said Jesus, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writing, how shall ye believe my words? It was Christ who had spoken to Israel through Moses. If they had listened to the divine voice that spoke through their great leader, they would have recognized it in the teaching of Christ.
Had they believed Moses, they would have believed him of whom Moses wrote in Desire of Ages 2:13. Jesus knew that the priests and the rabbis were determined to take his life, yet he clearly explained to them, and there's no more type on my page, his unity with the Father and his relation to the world, they saw, his unity with the Father and his relation to the world, they saw that their opposition to him was without excuse, yet their murderous hatred was not quenched. That means they didn't stop. Fear seized them as they witnessed or saw the convincing power that attended his ministry, but they resisted his appeals and they locked themselves in darkness. Desire of Ages 2:13-3. They had signally failed to subvert the authority of Jesus or turn people away from him or to alienate the respect and the attention of the people, many of whom were convinced of his words.
Desire Ages, page 213. The rulers themselves had left deep condemnation, and he had pressed their guilty home upon their conscience. Yet this only made them the more bitter against him. They were determined to take his life. Oh Lord. They sent messengers all over the country to warn the people against Jesus as an impostor. Spies were sent to watch him and report that he said and did. The precious Savior was now most surely standing under the shadow of the cross. Desire Ages 213, paragraph 4. May the Lord have mercy.
Question. Boys and girls, who had spoken to Israel through Moses, and how could have the leaders recognized it was Christ who had spoken to Israel through Moses? If you know the answer to this question, give us Barbara.
The answer is, it was Christ. And if they had listened to the voice that spoke through their great leader, had they believed Moses, they would have believed in of whom Moses wrote.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful hymn about Jesus' wonderful word of life together, John. And remember, the little ones, the same way how Christ was looked upon as being a troublemaker, and he would not go under the tradition and practice of the leaders, the same way how the remnant people are going to confront all these different. But the Lord has given us an example. Just keep your eyes upon Jesus and the commission that the Lord has brought to look here. Press on him. And the song entitled, Wonderful World. Sing them all over again to me, wonderful words of love. Let me more of thy beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Wonderful words, wonderful words of beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of God. Christ the Blessed One gives wonderful words of God. Sin a list to the loving call, wonderful words of God. Oh, so freely given, who in us to heaven, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Often fodder and wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctified forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, bellas palabras de vida. Amen. We have come to the ending of the first part of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and this is the time to gather all the little ones because this is story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels.
Good morning, boys and girls. What has been chosen for you today has many words in it and thoughts that you won't understand, but I'll do my best to explain them as we go along. Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged or washed away our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, that's God the Father. Who is Christ? He is the only begotten Son of the living God. He is the Father. He is to the Father as the word that expresses the thought, as a thought made audible. Audible means that you can hear it. When Jesus spoke, you heard God speaking. Christ is the word of God. Christ said to Philip, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. His words were the echo of God's words. That means that what the Father would have said the very things if he were here in person. Christ was the likeness of God, the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. Jesus had the same character as his Father. Jesus acted and spoke just like his Father. As a personal being, God has revealed himself in his Son. Jesus, the outshining of the Father's glory and the express image of his person. We would say they were twins, because all Jesus' thoughts were his Father's thoughts, all his actions were his Father's actions, and his words were exactly what his Father would have said were he in his place. He was the express image of his person, was on earth found in fashion as a man. He had the same body like you and I have. A personal Savior, he came to the world. As a personal Savior, he ascended on high. That means he went back to heaven. As a personal Savior, he intercedes in the heavenly courts, before the throne of God, in our behalf. Ministers, one like unto the Son of Man, Revelation 1:13. God sent his Son Jesus so we would know what he was like. Jesus reflected God's character. Jesus acted just like his Father. Jesus came to the earth and was born like all of us are born. Jesus lived and had the same trials and temptations we have. Now he asks his Father to pardon our sins. Christ, the light of the world, veiled the dazzling splendor of his divinity and came to live as a man among men. Dazzling splendor means he was all shiny and bright, like a light bulb, only much brighter. We will shine too when we get back to heaven. He came in dazzling splendor that he might, that they might, without being consumed, become acquainted with the Creator. Do you know what it means to be acquainted? It means to get to know someone. Christ came to teach the human beings what God desires them to know. In the heavens above, in the earth, in the broad waters of the ocean, we see the handiwork of God. Boys and girls, do you know what handiwork is? Handiwork means the things he made. All heaven, all created things testify or tell of his power, his wisdom, his love. But not from the stars or the ocean or the cataracts, which is a waterfall, can we learn the personality of God as it is revealed in Christ. Tender, compassionate, sympathetic. You know what it means to be sympathetic? It means that we're sorry when others get hurt. Jesus was ever considerate of others. He represented the character of God and was constantly engaged in service for God and man. As Jesus was in human nature, so God means his followers to be. In his strength, we are to live the life of purity and nobility, which the Savior did. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Day. And remember, little one, if you want to know if the Father do exist, look upon his Son Christ Jesus, for he truly was the mirror of his Father. Next week, we will begin a new chapter, which is 22 of our study, entitled Imprisonment and Death of John, in our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to have closing prayer.
Our Father, I thank you for this day that has supposed to be the ministry of the Christ this morning and have a wonderful day. I thank you for the Holy Spirit to study the scripture and welcome. I thank you for keeping it in our hearts and in our minds. Let's be able to understand that command. We probably will do what we're seeing, what we're touching, what we're feeling. Let's be able to be helping one another in many ways. The newest blessings are made to have process things. Let's be able to walk safely through all of them. That we need to be safe from the measures and just not to make us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope that everyone has really enjoyed this chapter that we have finished. It's really meaty, and I hope that the parents and the children have another chance to go back and to be able to look into it, because usually everything that we had just read about in this 7 part of the study, it is actually what we are going to be going through now and in the near future. So next Sabbath, dear ones, Chapter 22, Imprisonment and Death of John, and that will be held on December 13, 2014. I would like to thank all the dear brethren that participated and was patient also with the technical problems that we did have, but we left some activities for the children and hope and pray that all of them will enjoy it as well. God bless everyone, and may you have a rest. Blessed Sabbath to everyone.